Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I saw Scrum Sports dude Ryan in the break room.
Yeah, Ryan Adams. You said he is the worst tweeter in the history of Twitter.
Well, that's actually not quite true. He's the worst at social media because his Facebook is just as bad, if not worse, than his Twitter. At least in Twitter, he's limited to 140 awful characters. But on Facebook, he can feel free to go on at length with his horrible social media presence and opinions.
And he also produces the Johnny B Show. So he's not just a social media guy.
Right. So, and he knows it, by the way. These are things that people say to him, and he agrees. Look, if you're gonna stand out, stand out. Don't be mediocre. Be excellent or be horrible, but don't be anywhere in between. And he has definitely chosen the horrible route. So he works with Trevor, John's buddy, over at Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where you're an adjunct professor.
I am. I'll be teaching talk radio at the end of August.
Can people still sign up for that?
I have no idea.
All right, cool.
It's time for another round of...
It's okay. It's not okay.
I don't get paid off if people sign up for CSB.
Oh, all right, good to know.
I should.
Right, you definitely should. But, you know, that establishes a pattern of you doing things for these guys. Now, you told these guys you would help them out with a charity.
Yeah.
What's a charity?
I don't know.
Okay.
I believe that it's if I can look up the exact details, but roughly it's to get kids back to school stuff.
Okay. Like Metropolitan Ministries, though. They do a great job with the back to school backpacks. A lot of organizations fill backpack for kids.
Okay, yeah.
So to help them raise money, you're going to be talking about them on the radio or doing Seth Kush things?
No. I will be getting in a dunk tank this Sunday.
What?
Yeah.
A dunk tank.
How did you, how in the world did they talk you into doing a dunk tank?
Did they get you on a rosé night?
Yeah, they get you and you're all lit and they said, man,
texting?
We got to pounce now.
No.
That's vulnerable.
I got a text from Trevor, who is my boss at Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Wait, why would he text you when he has no problem coming into our studio? Oh, there must not have been a professional wrestler here that day. Okay.
I was home one day and I got a text that said, hey, can we talk? Or he wanted to ask me a question. I go, oh man, this must be important. Can I ask you a question? And I think it was on a Sunday, and he goes, I don't want to bother you on a Sunday, so can I call you tomorrow? And I said, man, that's a day-long tease. But I'm locked in. This must be important. He wants to talk.
All right.
Who knows? Maybe he wants to steal me away from the radio, have me at CSB full-time.
Okay. I would hate that, but go ahead.
Yes. I'm open opportunities, Garabo.
I know.
So I called the man.
All right.
And he asked me if I will participate in this dunk tank. Now, that was many months ago. And you know how I operate. I think, hey, July 20-something, never going to happen.
Right, that date is so far down the road that it will never get here.
July will never be here.
Right.
So, of course, I'll just say, okay, I'll do it.
Right.
And I just said, hey, listen, can I please just be the first person in the dunk tank because of all the germs? So, and then he asked me if I could get Vincent Jackson in the dunk tank for him.
So it's not enough for you.
No, but I just said, yeah, sure. I'll try to get Vincent Jackson in the dunk tank.
And you didn't, though, right?
No, I did. I didn't. I was busy. Yeah.
Good.
I just can't help but feel if you did have an agent or somebody to consult with and they were looking after the Seth Kush brand,
right,
and they look at this event and they look at the flyer that I'm looking at right now, there's no way that this can be best for you, man.
Well, yeah, this doesn't do anything for me. This
right.
is this is one of those things where I'm helping out someone else.
And dunk tanks are usually manned by incendiary, controversial types like yours. Truly, people who play the heel. I've done dunk tanks before several times, and it's always people who don't like you paying money to dunk you, but people love you.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not aware of anybody who likes me, but either way, whether I'm a heel or a babyface, I will be there. Now, Phoebe told me that committing for a half an hour is way too long.
Committing for 1 minute is way too
long. Is it?
Why are you doing a dunk tank for these guys? You're bigger than this, dude.
I am. Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
If Apple a Day comes to you and says, hey, Seth, can you do a dunk tank? You'd entertain the notion.
Well, why would they come to me? That would be me coming to myself asking me to do a dunk tank for Apple
exactly.
a Day.
Exactly. And
hey,
you'd
Seth,
never
do a dunk tank.
Right. You would never do it. You would never, as executive director of Apple a Day, you would never go, I'm going to do a dunk tank.
It wouldn't
Big
be,
old waters.
It would. I'm going to be the first one in the water.
I was the first one in the water at the Fishing Slam dunk tank. Do you know what was on top of that that water? A film, Seth.
No film.
A film.
No film. I'm going film free.
No, there was a film. Not like Schindler's List, but a film. A filmy film. A filthy, flammy, flimity, flop film.
I don't know.
Your genuine feelings about this, like... about this Sunday, you're going to wake up, lace up, and go get in a dunk tank. How are you feeling?
I can't back out. I'm not going to back out at the charity event. But it's tough when Phoebe says, hey, you know what? The baby and I will drop you off, and then we'll drive around, and we'll come pick you up, and maybe we'll hang out over there. I go, you don't need to. We don't have to spend the whole day over in Tampa. I go, I'm going to go there. I'm going to knock out the dunk tank. I'll come home. We'll hang out as a family.
What do you think you're going to raise in this? What do you think people are going to pay to dunk Seth Kush?
I'm hearing... Because I'm not the only one doing it. Ask the Dom is doing it. Okay. Holly from Hot 115 is doing it. And Bo Zimmer, he is from Channel 10.
Yeah, Don Zimmer's kid.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I guess because I'm in the local celebrity category, it'll be a $5 a ball. Or maybe you get 3 balls for $5.
First of all, people are going to dunk you before they pay.
What do you mean?
Anytime you're in a dunk tank, you get the dunk tank jagoffs who think it's funny to run up and hit the button.
That's so not that funny. I'm gonna hire.
Who do you think is the person who will do that?
Anybody?
Trevor. Trevor from Scrum Sports, who asked me to do it, my boss, he said that he is going to be the first one that lines up to dunk me.
Right, and when he misses with 3 straight balls, he's going to run up and hit the button so that you fall in. That's what people do in dunk tanks. You can tell people not to do it, and they're going to do it every time.
Well, maybe it's just karma, because I've run up and hit a button in my day when I was a kid.
You did?
As a child, sure, when they say hit the button, the clown says hit the button, that's what you do.
Poor form. So is it okay for you to back out of this?
Well, it seems like you guys are posing the question for me to back out of it. And yes. You guys are more upset than I am.
This hurts your brand, and it hurts all of us.
I don't have a brand. I'm associated with your mini brand and with the Bones mega brand.
Oh, you've got a brand.
I don't.
This hurts the Seth Kush brand.
If I had a brand, I would never leave my house.
You're a new dad. You're going to make your wife and newborn baby drive around until you're done getting dunked?
No, I told them that was a bad idea. I said, stay at home, and when I come home Sunday, we'll have our day to hang out.
You're gonna drive home with soaked wet swimming trunks?
I'm probably not going to hang out and change. I'm just going to go right home.
What is the plan to wear in the dunk tank? You going with a shirt or
a sun deck or something?
I got a wetsuit you can wear.
I'd wear a wetsuit. I haven't even thought about it. But if I'm going to be sitting there for half an hour, I will probably want my skin to be protected.
So here's my question for anyone who wants to call 727-579-1025.
You are making this so much bigger. Now there's going to be people that come out there just to dunk me.
Good. Is it okay for me to give them $100 to get you out of this dunk tank?
Oh, wait, is that serious?
Yeah.
You got a hundy?
I'll put $100 so that you don't have to suffer through this.
Well, you got to get Scrum Sports on the phone then.
Ugh.
And you asking the people if it's okay?
Yeah. I'm asking the people if it's okay to go to these guys. They're not going to get more than 20 people to dunk you. So is it okay to go to these guys and go, here's $100. Now Seth is out of his responsibility. You can go spend your time with your family.
That's a nice donation.
I mean, I want kids to have backpacks.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
That's why I'm there.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Okay or not okay for me to drop a hundy so that you don't have to do this dunk tank. I know you're not looking forward to it.
I don't look forward to anything.
That's right, especially not being dunked in a dunk tank.
John, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, personally, being 100% real, I think it's probably getting to the point to where it's a little late to back out. Mm. But I
well, it's always been late to back. Once the official flyer goes out with your face, it's too late to back
out. But you know where I stand on Trevor, who is your quote-unquote boss at CSB, and doing any sort of favor for him, I think, is a terrible idea. So you should back out immediately.
Look at me. I'm the opening act for Holly, Bo Zimmer, and the Dom. How can I back out?
I actually think the lineup's been changed from what I heard. The commish is in now, and he's going before you.
So wait, he's going to be sandwiched between the commission, Holly?
I think so.
No one's going before me. In my rider, I said I'm the first one in the dunk tank. The commish seems like a clean guy. I can't risk it.
You wouldn't share waters with the commish?
If I had to.
I'd mingle waters with him.
Hell yeah.
You shouldn't be in this position in the first place.
I don't have a person. I'm me. I'm the person that handles things.
You need a handler.
I'm the person that gets you out of things.
I know. Let me be the person to get you out of this. $100, no questions asked. They leave you alone, and Trevor doesn't poke his face in here when we got Samoa Joe in anymore.
By the way, I told you about this months ago. Why are you waiting until 3 days before I'm supposed to get dunked to try to get me out of it?
Because it's too late now. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Steve, okay or not okay to drop $100 on this bogus charity so that Seth doesn't have to do a damn dunk tank?
I say it's not okay because I think you're low on the money. I think you're
not okay.
$2,000.
So wait, you think people would pay more than twenty people would pay $5 each to dunk Seth?
For whatever it's worth, I did a dunk tank. I'm not a celebrity at the same amount of money that you guys said for 4 hours, and we raised $2,000.
4 hours.
$2,000. Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, there are a lot more people in this who are going to raise. Like, Holly's going to bring in a lot of money. A lot of people want to throw their balls at her. And who else? The Dom?
$1,000, Drew. Let's go, man. You got a big radio show. Cough it up, buddy.
I don't have $1,000. Get the hell out of here. Thank you, though. I'm not dropping $1,000. I'll give you $100. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. $100. This all goes away.
I appreciate you looking out for me after it's way too late. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm here for you.
Too late.
I'm definitely here for you.
It's much better than what I wanted Trevor to do, to have to earn his way to get Seth.
But what was that?
Can I tell him?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I threw an idea out there for Friday when you weren't here to have Trevor come up here and eat a bowl of SpaghettiOs with my penis mold as a spoon. And that was the only way that Seth would be able to get in the dunk tank.
We didn't have time to get to that on the show.
That's
Friday.
Really too bad.
It was
How
on the board.
How did you come up with that concept?
He's been dying to use the penis mold for something.
Yeah, you know, it's my smoking gun. It'll pay off one day.
It was actually a really good idea because John initially wanted to do something a little bit more mean-spirited, and I said, "Hey, dude, maybe think of something else because you've already been portrayed as a villain this week with the things that were going on with him in Spanish." And then he came back with that idea. I said, "That's a great idea."
Tweet says from Kelly, not okay. Lesson for Seth Cush on making commitments. Remember when that scumbag Bucks player bailed on your Apple a Day event?
Oh,
that was Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Oh.
We kicked his ass out of town.
Now, Seth doesn't need lessons, okay?
What's up, Craig? Drew Grabo live asks, okay or not okay for Seth to back out of the dunk tank? I'll give him $100.
How about two, Drew? Come on now.
Two?
Two.
That's okay.
I would do two. As long as Seth doesn't have to get into a dunk tank and get exposed to Legionnaire's disease, then I'm certainly fine with dropping $200.
Dunk him, dunk him, dunk him, dunk him.
But if I pay the $200, you don't get to dunk him. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
And just so everybody knows, this is this Sunday, I believe, right?
Sunday?
And it's at the Gators dockside on Fowler.
There's a Gators dockside in town?
On Fowler, right across from the Applebee's over there.
Okay, because there were Gators Docksides in Orlando, and they got some good scooter sauce.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Scooter sauce is good.
Yeah.
727-579-1025. Tell you what, don't do this, and then we go on Fowler. There's a dim sum place that I know of, Hong Kong House. We go get some dim sum instead.
Oh, hell yeah.
This Sunday. They have dim sum every Sunday and Saturday. They wheel the carts right around your table. Dumplings, no dunk tanks.
I'm hearing from Trevor that I will still be the first one to go in the dunk tank, and no one's going to run up and push the button.
Someone is going to run up and push the button.
That's what people do. That's
right.
Like the number one go-to move.
Right. It's laughable. It's like I heard Howard Stern talking about a Guns N' Roses show that they're doing, and he said they promised me that they're going to go on time right at 10.
Oh, no.
You know they're like, they can promise you they're not going to push the button, but they're going to run up and push the button.
Well, then that, I would have to say disqualification. Now I am gone.
You'll already be soaking wet and angry.
I'm guessing I'm. Well, what about the smiles on the kids' faces when they have colored pencils? You know,
kids won't be there. You won't get to see them enjoy that protractor.
I like to see the smiling faces of the children.
You'll see it in your mind. Oh. You're not going to see their first day of school where they go, "Ooh, thank you for the TI computer, Mr. Cush. I'm so glad you got dunked." D, is it okay or not okay to stroke $100 to make this all go away?
Not okay.
It's not okay.
She sounds serious about this. Why is it not okay, baby doll?
Because he should get dunked, and it's not okay for you to give $100 at this late date anyway, but if you want to get anybody to do it, it should be JR from Roger and JP show.
Okay, well, he's not here now. Thank you. 727-579-1025. John, your buddy Trevor's on the line right now.
This is a groundswell of support for me, I see.
What's up, Trevor? How you doing, man?
What's up, Drew?
How you doing, bud?
So, I heard you guys were talking about this and trying to get Seth out of it.
Yes, sir.
It is three balls for $5.
Okay.
And I'm expecting, because he is the headliner, he's starting first, but he's the headliner. I do two or 250 donation, we'll get him out of it.
Two or 250.
Oh, he's playing hardball.
Hard selling and negotiating.
I mean, what's two or 250 mean?
Yeah, what does two or 250 mean? You're like, why would I go, how about 250? This guy's a tough negotiator. I need you as my agent.
I'm giving you a range, buddy. I'm giving you a range.
I like range. How about we go 100 and I throw in a photo session with Samoa Joe retroactive to when you did a photo session with Samoa Joe when he was up here?
I mean, I'm looking at it for the charity.
Not me. I'm looking at how we can get Seth Kush out of being dunked in a dunk tank.
Trevor, have you guys done this event before?
Yeah, and I actually myself, I raised $200 last year for the Toys for Tots drive between that and raffles. Just me being obnoxious in the dunk tank.
That's $195 on the raffles, $5 on some guy who didn't know who he was dunking.
I will tell you, if they did a dunk tank and it was full of live piranhas and Trevor was in there, I would spend all my hard-earned dollars to dunk him all day.
Throwing ball after ball after ball. It will be dunk tank. I heard a rumor. The dunk tank will be filled up with scooter sauce from Gator's Dockside, not water. Is that true?
Well, no, for Seth, we actually looked into getting an entire dunk tank full of hand sanitizer. I couldn't find a drum big enough, though.
That's good. So, okay, so this is being held at the Gators Dockside on Fowler. It's to benefit kids getting school supplies as they go back to school. It'll be Seth Kush, Holly from Hot 101.5, Dom from AskTheDom.com. You can hear him Wednesday nights right here on 102.5 The Bone. And people can go out there and pay to dunk Seth. I guess there's no getting him out of this one.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
I mean, I'm not going 250.
And Kamish is actually following Holly. So Seth is 100% by himself. Fresh water coming right out of the spigot. He'll be the first one in.
Trevor, where are we getting this dunk tank from? I mean, do we know if it's clean? Have we used these people before? Are they reputable? I mean, what have you investigated it?
What's their track record?
It's actually the same guys I use for my Toys for Tots drive. And it was a great dunk tank then. So, I mean, you know, I use who I know, and Bailey's Bouncies did well for me at the toy drive, and, you know, went with them again.
All right, so it goes Seth first. You say opening act, but, I mean, you say headliner, but really that's opening act territory. Then Holly, and the commission's going to come after Holly?
Yes, sir.
Sounds enjoyable. So the commish will be right behind Holly and very closely behind her. And then you got Dom bringing up the rear. Is that how this all goes down?
Absolutely.
All right. So Seth, Holly will be sandwiched between you and the commish.
Well, I mean, there's a half-hour break after, you know, I guess they have to clean the water.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Holly coming between you and the commish.
Well, I guess that would be a dream for me.
And her.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, John Sennett.
I'm not ready to give up on this. What if we started a GoFundMe so that the listeners could pitch in and give their money to the cause, and then if we get up to 250, Seth gets out of it, and then Trevor still gets his check.
Is that fair for you, Trevor? Hey. We start a GoFundMe, and if we raise over 250, which was one of the numbers, the larger of the numbers that you threw out there, then Seth is free and clear of commitments on Sunday?
You guys want to do a GoFundMe to try to do it? I mean, everything benefits Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Great organization, so, by the way.
Ultimately, I want them to have the best, you know, to get the best supplies out of this and a good donation.
Sure.
If you guys want to start a GoFundMe and it gets over 250, I will remove Seth from the dunk tank.
Well, I also just got a tweet, Drew, you got a two from Steven that said, I'll donate 10 backpacks directly to the cause in addition to Drew's $100.
Oh, hold on. We got to take this call. It's from a little baby Gertrude Kush. Hold on 1 second.
Babble.
Hey, baby.
Don't let them dunk you, Babble. They're going to hit the button and you're going to get mad at what, Babble?
Well, it's for the kids. I'm trying to help out the less fortunate.
Oh, I want my daddy on Sunday. I want my daddy to take me to teach you with Jen Epstein. She got long legs, Daddy, not like Mommy. She got long TV legs and TV clothes, not like Mommy. Mommy in radio. Mama Jen in TV. New Mommy hot.
Whoa.
We got a piece of those milk makers, Daddy. Get out of the dunk tank, Daddy. I miss you, Daddy. I never get to see you anymore. You wouldn't even touch me last night, Daddy. Why?
Well, that's because there was a virus going around the studio.
Daddy, you afraid of poo-poo and you don't want to touch baby Gertrude. Baby lonely. Daddy, don't do the dunk tank, Daddy.
I'm too deep into this right now to back out.
miss you, Daddy. I gotta go. No, Mommy. No. New Mommy. New Mommy.
All right, that's Baby Gertrude. All right, looks like Seth will be there at the dunk tank Trevor, and congratulations. You strong-armed your way into this one.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you for everything.
Okay, good luck to you, man. That's Scrum Sports, guys. They're doing a dunk tank as a way to raise school supplies for kids, Big Brothers and Big Sisters organization. It's going to be at the Gators dockside on Fowler this Sunday from what time? Noon to 8. Whew, that's a long day, guys.
You know, I want to have everybody have the opportunity to come out if they want to donate, have a chance to dunk one of our great celebrity guests. You know, I want everybody to have the opportunity on Sunday to do it. So
cool.
If I got to be there noon 8, I'll be there noon 8.
And it looks like special appearances by the Ghostbusters dudes. We love those guys. Dylan and the Stormtrooper crew, which is nice. And does that say DJ Yahoo?
Yes, sir. And if you guys don't know it, the man actually running Bone TV right now for you, Joe Oliger, designed that banner and all of our banners we're using. So
nice.
All right, we look forward to seeing Joe in that dunk tank, too. All right, well, we'll hope everything goes well, man, and thanks for being a good sport and calling in. I can't wait to read Ryan's tweets about the event. I'm sure they'll be great.
Oh, they'll be boring as all hell.
poor Ryan. He's such a nice guy, too.
Yes.
He's, like, such a nice kid, and his dad's always – I see his dad at Publix, and we always talk about Ryan, and his dad's like, God, he's so bad at that social media. And I said, I know, sir.
You see Ryan's dad at Publix?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
He says his son is bad at social media?
Yeah, I go, he's like, hey, Drew. I'm like, hey, he said, I'm Ryan's dad from Scrum Sports. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? I was like, well, that social media said, I know. I know. I tried to raise him. I'm like, can't you make a gentle suggestion? Like, send him to his room with no supper? And he said he doesn't live with me anymore. 727-579-1025. Joe, okay or not okay, after all that, to get Seth out of the dunk tank?
No, definitely not okay.
It's not okay.
The people have spoken, Seth. They want you in that dunk tank.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. If Baby Kush somewhere down the road has a predicament like this, is Uncle Drew going to come bail her out every time?
Yes. Oh, I mean, no. But yes, probably. I would. I mean, I have to.
Yeah. Well, I just think you're setting a precedent. You got to look good for your daughter. Because now she may find this tape.
Yeah.
Someday.
You know, I think raising $72,000 for Apple a day and kind of leading
good.
Up that charge in Tampa and then
yeah.
and then missing my daughter coming home from the hospital to go on the Apple a day date to
fulfill. Where's Daddy? Why is he out with another lady?
I think to fulfill my obligation to a charity. I think that's setting a good, you know, precedent for my daughter.
I completely agree.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And she needs to learn the lesson that money can get you out of just about anything.
I think leaving my daughter after she's 2 days old to go to the Apple a Day party, I think that's setting a good example.
Why is Daddy a grazie, Mommy? Why does Daddy go get to have tableside cavatelli? Don't get the salmon, Daddy. Get the grouper. Grouper.
Who was that maniac who was our server who got boots?
Oh. I can't remember his name, but he told me. I said, I want salmon. He goes, you don't want the salmon.
That's what I did too.
I do want the salmon.
No, you don't.
You
got. Aren't you guys happy with the grouper you got? Nobody gets a grouper at his table.
I wanted the cedar plank salmon.
No, you didn't. You wanted the grouper.
I did. I wanted the salmon.
Every day.
No. Nobody gets a salmon at his table. That's what I made him get. I made him make you guys get the grouper.
Then you told him to lean on my grouper because I was paranoid about it.
I did. I'm like, making sure he gets a grouper, but lean on it a little bit, you know? Get a little extra cooking time.
Touch it.
You know? It was a fun night. All right. So you're locked in, dude.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate you trying to get me out of it.
It might be the greatest time ever.
Nobody's ever finished a dunk tank shift and gone, that was the greatest time ever.
maybe I'll swing by and grab some scooter wings and support my friend.
I'll go see if they have a veggie burger, and I'll go support my friend, too.
Don't support me, guys.
Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.